Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another Mysterious Minis, the weekly minisodes where we talk about new books and new events happening in store and online. I'm your host, Gary, and Becca is out of town this week, which means it's just me, and we're just gonna plow through these events really quick. I'm sorry that an episode didn't go up last week. I didn't realize until like Friday that I had forgot to, it's not that I forgot to put it up. It's that the link broke and it didn't go up at all. And at that point, it felt, in my opinion, too late to put up an episode about a bunch of events that had already happened. So this week, everything's going to happen. We've got the minisode today, and then we've got an episode with Michelle on Thursday. So stay tuned for that. But we're here to talk about store events. So tomorrow, Wednesday, October 20th at 6 p.m., we have a virtual event with June C.L. Tan in conversation with Roseanne A. Brown and Swati Teerdhala. June's new book, Jade Fire Gold, just came out. I believe we had signed book plates available for Jade Fire Gold. We might even have personalizations available for those as well. I don't know if that's entirely true. We had a bunch of like pre-order swag and stuff, so I think that might have changed. Yeah, it was a signed book plate, a double-sided cover illustration, a special art print, shimmery character collector cards, and an exclusive PDF with deleted scenes and author notes. That digital swag will be emailed to you after November 4th in order to avoid spoilers. There's also a form you have to fill out if you want that digital swag, that exclusive PDF and stuff. There's a form that is linked on the episode description, so please check that out. Of course, Roseanne Brown's new book, Psalm of Storms and Silence, isn't out until November 2nd, so stay tuned. We'll talk about that in the future when that comes out. And Swati Teerdhala's most recent book, The Chariot at Dusk, was Tiger at Midnight number 3, came out back in June. I don't think we have anything available for either of those authors, but you can still get the special swag pats for Jade Fire Gold if you place an order now. Also today, tomorrow, Wednesday, it's 7 o'clock. The book discussion group is meeting back in store. This is run by our bookseller, Christine, who's been with the store forever. This month, I believe they are talking about Meddling Kids from Edgar Cantero. That is the discussion pick for this week. So if you've read that or would like to, you can join the book discussion group in the store at 7 o'clock tomorrow. On Thursday, Ellen Datlow is going to be in conversation with Livia Llewellyn. This is another virtual event that'll be on our crowdcast at 7 p.m. Ellen's new book, Body Shocks, Extreme Tales of Body Horror, is out. This is an anthology edited by Ellen with contributions by a bunch of horror authors, Richard Kadrey, Shauna McGuire, Caitlin Kiernan, Cassandra Kaw, who we just did another event with, Carmen Maria Machado, a whole mess of other people, many, many, many names. That is, like I said, out this week, brand new this week, so you can check that out. On Friday, Young Adult Book Club is meeting again. This is also in store at 7 p.m. I think you can also attend virtually. There is a link on the Book Discussion Group website. Link in the episode description. They're talking about Lake's Edge by Lyndall Clipstone, which we talked about a couple weeks ago with their event happening. What day is this? Sunday, October 24th, in store, Fall 2021's local author meet and greet is happening. It's been a long time since we've had any of the local author meet and greets go on, without being able to be in store. It makes it really hard to juggle a lot of authors like this. I believe this one is only a handful of authors this time around. Tanya Ross, Christina Coles, Ari Hanavar is coming back. We did an event with her maybe a month ago, and that one did very, very well. We have a lot of her book on hand still for this one. I think that we're going to have a big turnout. And Harry L. Jensen. These four authors are all going to be in store talking about their book. It'll be about an hour starting at 11 o'clock. And then we're just going to have like a meet and greet where authors can talk to each other and meet their meet some readers and sign some books and do that sort of thing. If you'd like assigned a personalized book plate, but you aren't attending the event, please make sure in the order comments when you place your online order that you would like to get it signed and or personalized. Those orders must be placed by noon, the day of the event. So I know the event starts at 11. We'll be checking orders all through the that first hour while they're talking about their books, and we'll be putting books aside to get signed for anyone who needs them signed. So make sure you do that by, like I said, this Sunday at noon. That's October 24th. Only one more. Easy peasy. Like I said, we're just going to fly through this week. Next Monday, October 25th at 7 p.m., this is a virtual event again on our Crowdcast. Jeezy Schmidt is going to be in conversation with Megan McIsaac, talking about their new book, The Dreamweavers. Dreamweavers is, came out September 14th and, looks adorable, by the way. This cover is gorgeous. We're doing signed books available. I don't think we're going to have any personalizations, unfortunately, but if you'd like a book signed, please make sure you let us know in the order comments as usual. Megan McIsaac, of course, talking about her most recent book. This one just came out October 5th, The Bear House, which also looks really, really cool. I don't think we have anything available for her, unfortunately. I think it's just going to be the signed books from Jeezy. But yeah. Keep an eye out for those. This will be, again, a virtual event. We've had lots and lots of events this month. It's been very busy. What am I missing? I don't think that's any. I think that's everything as far as events for this week go. I do have some books that were out. We did an event on Monday this week and then on Friday last week for some new books that are out this week, but weren't out at the time of the event. Lindsay Ellis's Truth of the Divine came out today, Tuesday. We have signed copies available because we had her in store on Friday for our biggest in-store event we've had since the pandemic. It was quite a good time, actually, just to see like everybody in the store again. Also out this week, Cassandra Kaw's Nothing But Blackened Teeth, which I think we might have talked about a couple weeks ago. That event just happened on Monday, and we realized that that book is just coming out now. So, you know, pick up a copy of that as well. I don't think we have signed copies, but we might have book plates. I would have to go and check that event page, and I don't remember it off the top of my head. I apologize. Oh, we have pop sockets. We have exclusive pop sockets that are coming into the store. Please make sure you place an order ASAP if you want to get any of the swag that comes for any of the events, because those come in limited quantities. Also out this week, Girly Drinks by Mallory O'Meara. You may remember if you listened to the Mallory episode we did last year. The Girly Drinks is a nonfiction look at how women have shaped the history of booze and how all that has been sort of like erased by modern culture. And Mallory's done a lot of work to go in and, you know, like shine a spotlight on all the women that have had such a huge influence on, you know, where drinking culture has developed to over the course of history, really. Lots of other books out, of course, this week. It's been just once again, another very large month of releases. Donna Andrews has a new Christmas book, The 12 Days of Christmas. Jeffrey Archer's Over My Dead Body. There's a couple of cute David Rosenfeld and Spencer Quinn, who both do books that are like cute mysteries with dogs at the center. There's Best in Snow by David and It's a Wonderful Wolf by Spencer that both look really, really cute. Terry Brooks's Child of Light is out this week. Kay Eason has a new one, Night Watch on the Hinterlands. Lots of fun stuff. I wish I knew how to pronounce this author's last name. I read a picture book this week that's out today called Invasion of the Unicorns by David Bydrazicki, I believe. And it is about a little unicorn that shows up on Earth to see if it is worth like coming here and conquering the planet. And it disguises itself as a child stuffed animal that has to be won from a claw machine. And when it gets taken home, the girl that that basically adopts it is treating it to tea parties and is taking it to school for show and tell and is like over the course of the book, showing this unicorn that, no, actually, people on Earth are really, really great. And I don't think we should destroy this place. I think this should be our vacation home. And it's just so pure. I really loved it. Sorry to admit to my manager, if Kelly is listening, that I read this whole thing like in the span of a few minutes in the back room when I was supposed to be receiving it, but I couldn't resist. It was so cute. So yeah, lots of new books. Please, like I say, every week, every time, check out the episode description, because it has links to all of these books and more, as well as all of the events we discussed. like I said at the top of the episode, come back Thursday. We're going to have an episode with our social media coordinator, Michelle. That was just kind of a loose discussion about a whole bunch of different things. We talked about the announcement for our event with Timothy Zahn, which I am particularly excited about. We also let Becca tear down the end of Marvel's What If for a few minutes. And I believe we had just like a couple of other random topic conversations. It's going to be probably the last episode that we have with Michelle for the rest of the year, because I have a whole slate of stuff coming up in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from Thursday. We are talking to Kellyanne about the book subscription boxes. If you guys have signed up for the book subscription box, you should be getting your October picks very, very soon. I think it's too late to get the October box now, but if you sign up, I don't know if that's true. I'll just link the book subscription box in the episode description as well. That's going to be in 2 weeks. We also announce what the November picks are going to be for people who are buying those. 2 weeks after that, in mid-November, we're going to have a conversation with Nick about NaNoWriMo, because we're doing a whole bunch of social media stuff at the store for it. I know that Nick and several other people in store, Victoria in particular, have participated in NaNo in years past. I don't know who's going to be doing it this year, because it's kind of early to be talking about it. Not really. It's only a couple weeks away. We should probably make our decisions if we're going to do that. And then I think we have a Comic-Con episode coming up after that, probably. I'm not entirely sure yet. Like I said, lots of stuff booked for the rest of the year with our fellow booksellers. So stay tuned for all the upcoming content. And we'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.